The World Health Organization, the WHO, has declared the coronavirus outbreak a global pandemic. Efforts to contain the virus in the US and in Europe have brought life to an eerie standstill in major metropolitan cities all across the West. Many parts of the US already look like ghost town. Analysts and economists have a gloomy forecast. I mean, we're looking at 14% contraction of the US economy, massive disruptions, 1/5 of the workforce is in some form of lockdown, people being denied coronavirus tests, many dying.
The city's morgues are reaching breaking point. At this Brooklyn hospital, body after body wheeled into a temporary morgue, a refrigerated truck.
The outbreak continues to cripple the economy. Another 6.6 million people lost their jobs last week, taking unemployment claims to almost 17 million since the crisis began.
In short, it's not looking good, but it gets worse. The nation has been engulfed in panic, with people stocking up on grocery supplies, toilet paper, and drinking water. And those selling the products, instead of helping the people in their time of need, are helping themselves by increasing the prices. Protective gear is being stolen. Medical staff are reporting that respirator masks and surgical masks are being stolen, and so they have to lock them up. Protective gear is being stolen. A doctor in New Jersey said that he had to pay $17,000 for protective equipment and masks, which should have cost him a mere $2,500. And he had to pick up these vital supplies at an abandoned warehouse. So he said, you don't get names, you just get phone numbers today. And so you agree to a term and then you wire the money to a bank account. They give you a time and an address to come to. It's like a drug deal or something, but it's for essential medical supplies.
Mass graves for an unprecedented crisis, a scene more like a Middle Eastern war zone or the Ebola outbreak in West Africa. But this is America.
Now, where do you think the US government is in all this chaos? I mean, shouldn't they be the ones helping these medical staff and patients during this deadly pandemic? Well,
we have it totally under control. It's one person coming in from China, and we have it under control. It's gonna be just fine.
We pretty much shut it down, coming in from China.
We're going down, not up. We have it so well under control. I mean, we really have done a very good job. It's a little like the regular flu that we have flu shots for.
Going to disappear. One day it's like a miracle, it will disappear.
It's a very contagious virus. It's incredible, but it's something that we have tremendous control of.
The US government is certainly responsible for grave errors that critics say could endanger the lives of countless Americans in this public health crisis. Peter Wenner, a senior fellow at Ethics and Public Policy Center, wrote for The Atlantic, "These mistakes have left us behind and badly behind the curve, and for a few crucial weeks, they created a false sense of security." Director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, Anthony Fauci, acknowledged that America is still not providing adequate testing for the coronavirus. He said, "The idea of anybody getting testing easily, the way people in other countries are doing it, we're not set up for that. I think it should be, but we're not." What did the main man, the top dog of the USA, say?
Yeah, no, I don't take responsibility at all.
Jeremy Conandike, a senior fellow at the Center for Global Development, told the Washington Post, "They've simply lost time they can't make up. You can't get back 6 weeks of blindness to the extent that there's someone to blame here. The blame is on poor, chaotic management from the White House and failure to acknowledge the big picture." Governor of New York, Andrew Cuomo, noted, "When you look at the countries who have handled this, they were all handled by national leadership. Where is the national leadership in the United States of America?" American writer and lecturer Patrick Lawrence said, "How can you look to the United States for leadership when, in the case of China, even in these emergency circumstances, it continues the trade war with the tariffs and so on? In the case of Iran, even more tragic, maintaining these sanctions when it is clear they are doing a great damage to Iran's ability to manage this crisis."
"I don't believe you need 40,000 or 30,000 ventilators. You know, you go into major hospitals sometimes, they'll have two ventilators, and now all of a sudden they're saying, can we order 30,000 ventilators?
Chinese government is going to facilitate a donation of 1,000 ventilators that will come into JFK today.
We should have no misgivings. A government that so easily oppresses people all across the world will have no problems oppressing their own people. And unfortunately, that's what we clearly see happening today. This is CubeSync, syncing you up with the reality.
Wherever you are.